Second Saturday. How can you change your chaotic heart and thoughts? Do not judge, do not make hasty conclusions, and do not worry. Change everything you see, hear, and think into prayer. The Answer of Nature, Acts 16, verse 18. And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. Many people are actually experiencing and suffering from spiritual hardships. Even those who believe in God are suffering spiritually and mentally. However, God wants to give His children the answer of their natures being changed so they won't fail. How can you enjoy the answer of your nature being changed? Number one, change your imprints, roots, and nature that cause failure. In every place Paul went on his evangelism journey, he first discovered his personal prayer, then prayed. Through that prayer, he received the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then he healed the regional fields that had their imprints, roots, and nature set in the culture of darkness. When you change the imprints, roots, and nature that cause destruction and the incorrect aspects of your life, works of healing will take place. Number two, change them through the word and prayer. On the day when God's word is established, His works will undoubtedly begin. In addition, you must change everything that you see, hear, and think into prayer. Enter deep prayer just a little along with God's word and what you see. Then one day the works of your imprints, roots, and nature changing will take place. The world and its people are mired in the midst of spiritually difficult situations. For that reason, God has given you the weapons of the gospel and prayer to change your imprints, roots, and nature. All you have to do is to utilize them. Dear God, may the power of Christ be established in me so that my imprints, roots, and nature can change. Please heal this world that is imprinted with elements that cause destruction. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.